Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to be doing another high-performing dyslexic episode. I'm really, at the moment, roaring over this kind of concept. The more I look at it, the more I feel is that we know we can't cure dyslexia, and it's not curable. It's a preference, not a illness or challenge, right? But it doesn't mean we don't want to be high performing. It doesn't mean we don't want to have absolutely amazing lives. It doesn't mean we don't want to be able to manage and look after our anxiety the way it needs to be and to work on our mental fitness, like with my episode the other day. So in today's episode, I want to dig into confidence. You know, high performing dyslexics need to have confidence. They need to understand how confidence works. And I just want to touch on a few topics that I recently went over with someone in a coaching session, and I thought it might help everyone on the podcast. So let's dive in. Okay, let's dive into confidence. Confidence is one of those things where so many dyslexics feel like we are terrible with it. We know we beat ourselves up. We kind of deep down know it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If we tell ourselves we're not confident enough, we continue to be not confident. And it doesn't get any better. What I'd like to share in this episode is it doesn't always have to be that way. And also to give you a bit more of an understanding about what confidence actually is. You see, confidence is a trigger word. Confidence is not real. It's not like table or floor or bed or little rubber green plant I can see on my desk. You know, you can picture that little rubber green plant on my desk. I'm sure everyone who's listening can picture it in a slightly different way. But you can picture it. If I say, picture confidence, what do you see? What is confidence to you? What does it mean? Now, some of you can probably reel off the dictionary definition and sound really confident with it. Haha, confidence. Others will paint me a picture. You know, confidence to you might be the boss at work standing in front of 100 people and talking like they know exactly what they're doing. It might be, confidence could be your mother, you know, when you were a kid, answering a question. You're like, how do you know the answer to that? That's so weird and strange. Could be absolutely anything. The mother one always comes to mind for me. It's like, I always wondered how my mom knew everything. You know, whatever the thing was, she'd come up with an answer. She'd pull it out of her backside. Even if she didn't know it, she'd somehow find it. And I was always amazed. I always looked up to her and going, how do you know this? And, you know, when I was a kid, to me, that was confidence. You know, I didn't feel I had that confidence, especially as I grew up, 5, 6, 7. My mum could just, you know, answer any question in the world. She didn't even have to have Google. She could come up with some answer. But I couldn't. So does that mean I wasn't confident? You know, I fast forward 10, 15, 20 years. I don't even know the time. And I look back at that with new eyes, with a new perspective. And I realized my mom didn't know everything. She was very, very good, though, at making it look like she did. To make herself look confident and look like she knew all the answers in the world. You know, to make me feel safe as a kid, she was great at it, to project confidence. But now that I'm doing it with my partner Holly's daughter, I'm the same. And it's not that I don't occasionally not know something, but I'll do my best to say, I believe this, or say it in a way that makes it look like I know, even if I have to go and check and double back occasionally. But it's a show of confidence and giving safety to others. You know, to me, that's what confidence really is. How does that fit with you? And I think the key thing to take away from that story is perspective. When I was a kid, I saw it from one angle. As I grew up, I see it from a very, very different angle. I'm looking at the exact same thing. Nothing's changed with what happened. Just where I'm standing, my perspective. And this is the biggest thing around confidence. If you want to change a piece of something around confidence, there's a couple of things you can do, in my opinion, to become a high-performing dyslexic. One is never say, I'm not confident. That's a really fixed word. I'm not confident. And it's not true. It's saying confidence as it's something that is an actual physical object. I am not confident. Well, I can guarantee you're confident in some points. Maybe it's confident with making that bologna and tomato sandwich. I don't know if those go together, but you know, you're confident with something in your life. So that means you are confident, doesn't it? And again, with dyslexia, sometimes we get our words muddled. I'm not saying this to pick on you. I'm not saying this to make you feel bad. What I'd like you to see, looking at this, I hope, is that, hey, maybe my perspective is slightly wrong on this, or maybe it could be adjusted. So what I'd rather you say is, I don't feel confident with at the moment. So I don't feel confident with jumping out of a plane with a parachute at the moment. Does that make sense? So in this statement, the picture that runs through my head is me jumping out of a plane in a really unconfident way. because this is the point. I don't feel confident doing that 100%. I don't feel confident jumping out of a plane. And what I've added at the moment at the end, why have I added that? Why do I think that's valuable to add in? The reason is it means it's not permanent. I'm telling myself something that is not permanent. I could be confident jumping out of a plane. I'm not sure I want to. It's not high on my list. But in 10 years or 10 weeks, I could be confident. I could take the steps to become confident. I could learn. I could understand. If I valued it enough, I could learn. But it's not a permanent, I'm not confident. And I think that's super important. I hear way too many dyslexics who walk into a coaching session with me go, I'm just not confident. And it's bullshit, mind my language, but it's the truth. Many dyslexics I know, if anything, use confidence as a tool to look stronger. And they go, oh, I'm confident on the outside, but I'm not confident on the inside. And I'm like, what are you on about? You're either confident or you're not in something. And I think this is this challenge that we believe confidence is a 24-hour state of mind, where it's not. Confidence is not a 24-hour state of mind. Confidence is not something you are or you're not. It doesn't exist. No human being in the world is confident 24/7. If you were, you'd be what's called an absolute insane narcissist. Because it's untrue. You cannot be confident in everything. You don't know everything. If you could only be confident if you knew everything in the world and could fact check it in your own mind, and you were magical and you flew on a unicorn. That's how bullshite that is, right? Is it starting to make sense? You know, there is no I am confident or I'm not confident all the time. It's only about a specific individual topic. And I really want this penny to drop, because there'll be people out there going, I know this. I know that. Why does he keep going on about this? I know that. But there's somewhere down in your mind where you've probably told yourself, I'm not confident. You've said it. You've seen it. And you haven't taken the conscious time to apply what are you not confident about and put it in a frame in the language you're saying to yourself, where it's not fixed and permanent. That one language change in anything you do is so strong. We so naturally will say things like they're fixed. I'm not confident about jumping out of a plane. So me saying that statement, that's a permanent statement. That's me saying that is a fixed thing. That is a truth. By changing the language, I'm not confident about jumping out of a plane yet. My brain starts going, how could I be confident? What would I need to do? How would I need to learn? What skills would I have to take on? I'd probably have to learn how to open a parachute. That'd probably be a bonus. You know, all these things, right? So, you know, it's really important to change and shift how you look at something. And you can be confident about anything. There is no limits. You know, because you're dyslexic doesn't mean you can't be confident. Like I'm nowadays, I'm confident at writing articles. I'm amazing at it. I'm super confident at writing articles. It was 20 years ago, 10 years ago, I'd have probably said I wasn't. I was a terrible writer. I would have completely not used terrible writer at this time. But now I'm brilliant. I really respect my writing and my style. If you'd have said to me 5 years ago, you know, how do you feel about podcasting? So I'd say, I'm not confident doing a podcast. Now I am. And the question then becomes, and, you know, the important thing is, how do you go from going, I'm not confident at the moment, to saying, I am super confident about my ability in something? And, you know, I heard this statement the other day, and this is kind of what really stood out to me, was, you know, courage is how it starts. As it beds in, you become confident. And courage, you know, I don't know what your picture is with courage, but for me, it's like the cowardly lion, you know, like on drugs or on some sort of caffeine steroid, and he's like super strong, and he's standing on top of like a Simba-esque mountain. Like, I don't know why, but he's like, it's kind of a costume, but a really good one, and he's just standing there strong. And that really, you know, that is that's courage. You know, he's the cowardly lion, but he's going beyond what he thought was possible. And the thing to remember is, like, with courage, you don't kind of know what you're doing. Courage is saying, I'm going to do something, even though I don't quite know what I'm doing. When I started this podcast, I didn't know what I was doing. When I started writing articles, I don't know what I was doing. I just used to throw words onto a page, and I was like, that's terrible. How can anyone be confident with that? But then what happened was, I said, I wanted to keep doing this. I wanted to get better at it. And what would happen is, with that courage, I'd make a little adjustment. I'd make a little fix. And I found the courage really came from being able to see feedback rather than failure. And I find this super hard. I like to be in control. I like to be in control of everything. You know, if someone questions something of mine, I feel like the world is ending. And so it was a real challenging thing to get better at. But to feel confident, I had to get better at feedback over failure. And that was, you know, big for me. And as I got more feedback, I learned more. And I got more confident as I repeated things. And that courage that it took me to start the podcast, gosh, I feel so confident now. And I love it. It's so enjoyable. I'm so passionate. I'm so confident. So what in your life are you currently and only in this moment not confident with? And what would you have the courage to take on? The courage to learn, the courage to keep going at, even when people say, hey, you could do it better this way, or have you tried this, or have you done that? What would you have the courage to make 100 mistakes at until it beds in and you become confident? And how could you get more experience? Because that's the key, right? Experience. If public speaking is your fear, how do you get more experience? How do you speak in front of two people? Could you join a Toastmasters, speak in front of 10? Could you speak online at a Zoom meeting? I'm sure there's heaps of those around at the moment. What is it? What is it you want to become confident with? So that's what I wanted to share today, guys. I believe that, you know, my true belief is that I want to help more high-performing dyslexics, you know, step into their power, because I believe our brains are so amazing that we're going to be the ones that change the world, solve climate change, all this stuff that neurotypicals will struggle with, our brains can solve. But we're going to need that confidence to be able to do it. So I hope this has helped you. If I can ever be of help or service, jump onto truthaboutdyslexia.com, and I'm more than happy to spend 30 minutes in a free session coaching you. I love giving my advice away and helping you see what your potential is. Have an epic rest of your day.